In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community.
We pay our respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Can I sit with you?
Yes, you can sit with me.
And we want you to sit with us.
It's Dom.
And Ella.
You may know us from finding love on reality TV, and by that we mean with each other.
Two best friends figuring out life.
Chatting all things reality TV, because, I mean, how could we not?
And all things in between. Sex, relationships, dating, and navigating being a female in the world.
Unfiltered and fabulous advice
from your two besties. Oh my gosh, like, you should so turn your 30th into a surprise wedding.
We never actually sang happy birthday to you.
Guys, she's gonna find out. I, Ella Mae Ding.
I, Guy Junior Palermo. Take you, Ella Mae Ding.
Take you, Guy Junior Palermo. To be my lawfully wedded husband.
To be my lawfully wedded wife.
I now have the greatest pleasure in declaring you to be husband and wife. Guy, you may now kiss your bride.
I can't watch this video anymore.
I know.
I'm just proof crying.
I literally uploaded it to YouTube just so I could watch it on TV. Like,
Guys, sorry. We've just had a little mentee be. We're like, we're going to start the episode like this.
Yeah.
Next minute, we're in tears.
We're watching it and it's like, oh my God.
Welcome back to a very, very special episode of Sit With Us. Guys, I would like to introduce to you the new Mrs.
Ding.
Ding Palermo.
Mrs. Ding Palermo.
She's a hyphen. Woo!
Yes, I am a hyphen.
Congratulations. She's a missus. She's a wifey.
I cannot believe it.
How does it feel?
Honestly, I like waking up on Sunday, which was the 7th of April, which was my birthday. Like,
yes.
Waking up, turning 30 and being like a wife and a missus was like a real weird feeling. I was like coming down from the high. Like, and I still even am today. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I've been on this massive adrenaline for like 3 days of just so happy and excited and watching the video and seeing everyone's reactions. And, you know, it's gone bonkers on fucking social media. And like, come today, I'm just a bit like flat. It's weird.
It's only like what goes up must come down. Yeah. So like your adrenals and everything. And babe, like you were exhausted.
I know, I was wrecked. You know, I was wrecked.
Everything, but all of those emotions, wild, wild roller coaster.
I know.
But I
pulled it off. Fucking pulled it off.
You pulled off the, like single-handedly pulled off the greatest surprise I personally think of all time. Yeah. Because the way that it was all intricately, perfectly put together, mm-hmm. that everyone was going to be there, yeah. it was just all meant to be. Everyone was dressed to the nines.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start from the start. Okay. Let's start from the moment you decided I'm having a 30th birthday and I'm going all out for this 30th.
Yeah.
You that then was, get engaged.
Yeah. Okay. I said to myself, I sent out, I locked in the venue, I think it was December last year.
Yes.
So I knew that I was going to have a massive 30th. I'd never thrown a fucking party before and I wanted it to be Gatsby because I wanted everyone to just dress up to their best. I wanted people to feel amazing and like, you know, all my friends and my family, like you get to go to all these amazing events. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put on an event for them so they can feel like they've been to an event. So there's a cigar bar. You know, there's an LED light that says Puff Puff Baby above the cigars.
Yeah.
There's champagne everything. Towers. Like this live string quartet playing fucking violin on arrival. Like I wanted it to feel like you were going to like a Gatsby ball.
It did.
Yeah.
And
floral arrangements draping over the fireplace. There's LED and real candles lit up in the room. And, you know, I had this vision and I knew what kind of party I wanted to throw. And there is some things that are similar to this party that people may remember from my maths wedding, which is the red and the candles. And I've always wanted, that's how I really wanted to get married.
Because you would have told them that, right? When you got at your maths wedding. That's why they gave it to you. Because it was like, this is what I like, bitch.
When I designed my maths wedding, I said I want it to be full of red roses and candles. That's what I want. Mm. And I got to do that on maths, and obviously that was not my happy everly after. And when I get to do it again, which I didn't think I was going to be able to do it again this soon in my life, I was like, I want to do that for real. Like, I want to have red roses, candles. I want it to be romantic and like just love and sexy and everyone looking amazing.
It was the moment like we walked in, you just felt like it was just, it just oozed just love. Yeah. And it just felt so bougie, but in a really welcoming way. Like, it was so lovely, and everyone was dressed up as well.
Oh,
so
my God, the effort.
The effort everyone put in. But let's start from when did you, after you got engaged and you knew you were planning this huge big party, because this is what everyone wants to know, babe. I still want to know all these details too, because on the night I was too busy bawling my eyes out, excited, dancing, jumping around, crying to even know all the final details. So when, after your engagement, did you realise, well, why don't we just fucking elope?
It was probably like, maybe 10 days. Like, I'd started to really lock in. And so what, we've been engaged now for, I think it's about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe 5-6 weeks. And I think it was maybe like 10 to 12 days after, I was like, okay, this is something I'm thinking. And I told Guy, I was like, babe, this is what I'm thinking. Like, what if we turned it into a surprise wedding? And he was a bit like, I don't know, like, it's your birthday, you know, like, it's your 30th. We shouldn't take the attention away from that. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, it's just a party anyway. Like, it's, this is, you know, like, I don't care if we're half celebrating my 30th. I care more that we're celebrating us. And like,
I realised we never actually sang happy birthday to you either. There was a just married cake. There was a wedding cake, but there wasn't a birthday cake. And I only realised that like when I got home, and I was like, oh, fuck, we didn't sing happy birthday.
I know. Look, to be honest, I actually didn't know that until now when you just said that. Okay. So that's fine. I didn't know either.
But that's how comfortable you were with the fact that oh, my God, this pulling off a surprise wedding will be the greatest gift.
And I've got to add this to it as well. You know, leading up to my party, I've been with you, I've been with lots of people asking, when's the wedding, when's the wedding? Even when we were at Channel 9 recently, what are you doing for your wedding? And I say, and you're there, and nothing, like, no, not much.
And I fully believed it. Oh, like, oh.
Yeah, like, probably just a lope or, you know, something low-key. But no, we haven't planned anything, like, nothing's been planned. But, so you get this. So first of all, one of my girlfriends, after we got engaged, one of my girlfriends was like, oh my gosh, like, you should so turn your 30th into a surprise wedding. And I was like, oh, nah. Like, I didn't give off the fact I was already entertaining this thought. And I was like, yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe. And anyway, she was like, well, here's my friend. She's a celebrant. Like, here's her number if you change your mind. And I was like, okay, cool. That's great to know. Anyway, a couple of days pass. I'm actually in Sydney for, you know, a Channel 9 maths debrief thing.
Yeah.
I'm in Sydney. I'm at that hotel room, that place that they were putting me up in. And I'm in conversation with Guy, with the celebrant, and I'm kind of just like, I hadn't decided yet. But the celebrant is like, I should probably let you know there's been some new laws that have changed in 2024. You've got to submit an application 30 days before you want to get married. And I was like, oh, okay, like, that's totally fine. And she's like, you've got like 6 hours to decide. And I was
really,
I was in Sydney at this hotel room in bed, and I call Guy. I'm like, babe, if we want to elope the day of the party, we need to decide now. I need you to email me your passport. I need you to email me documents, certificates, and I need to send it to the celebrant right now. Then I jump on the phone to the celebrant. Mind you, it's like 8 p.m. at night.
Insane.
And she had to make sure that we are a legitimate couple, because people, you know, people marry for the wrong reasons, whatever.
Of course. Yeah.
So she had to go through like a bit of a, she kind of sped up the process. And obviously, our mutual friend is a very trustworthy friend. So anyway, we ended up getting all the documents over to her before midnight. She was able to submit it. I had to sign some things. She was able to get it done.
What a story.
It was like, oh my God. Like, and then I think I saw you the next morning because we had the maps thing at like.
So unbeknownst to me, would have known fucking nothing, like rocking up to Channel 9.
And I'm like fucking submitting like marriage forms the night before. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I not going to tell Dom? Like, this is just
wow.
Nuts. And then the planning just started. I mean, there wasn't, to be honest, there wasn't a lot more that I added to the party.
Yeah.
I just changed the cake and we added a first dance. That was it. That's the only thing that I actually changed.
But added on top of it was the ceremony though, like your actual.
Yes.
Yes. So which was insane because I knew, like Ella was like, oh, I'm going to have lunch with my family at 11. I did think that 11 was early that she was having lunch, but I didn't say, I was like, oh, she's having early. I'm like, the bitch doesn't eat till fucking midday anyway. She doesn't eat breakfast. So she's probably hungry at 11. Yeah. This is my thinking. Okay, babe, this is my thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'm like, okay, she's got, well, I land in Melbourne. She's met at the second.
I messaged Dom. I go to the hotel at 7 a.m.
Wow.
We drop Yuki off at daycare. And we go to the hotel at 7 a.m. because I'd flown Kayla Perez down. Shout out Kayla and Shannon. You guys are just my
the
dream team.
Like the dream team.
They had never met before either, which shook me. They finally have met because my favorite hairstylist, my favorite makeup artist that I've met since coming into this industry, who has changed my life.
Yeah.
I met them at 8 a.m. at the W Hotel in Melbourne CBD.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, fuck, Dom's flying in. And I texted you, my message wasn't getting delivered. And I'm like, fuck, we like purposefully got Dom to stay at the W. So we're like, you know, we're close by. Not me. And this is where I'm a bit ditzy sometimes. I did not Jerry the fact that I was doing this whole thing and you were going to be in the same fucking building with your parents. So I text Dom at 9:30. I'm like, oh, babe, like, what time are you landing? Message not delivered. And I'm like, okay, so if she's flying right now and I'm leaving in about an hour and a half, by the time she lands and gets here, she's going to be getting here when I fucking leave with a white veil on my head. And I'm like, how? What's my story going to be? What am I going to tell her?
It was, like, I don't understand how it worked, but I'm telling you, the angels were on our side, babe, that it all was kept a surprise. Because I remember, like, I landed, I turned my phone off, like, flight mode. Mm. Your messages came through. I'm like, yep, I've just landed now. So, like, obviously getting from the airport to the hotel was, like, 35, 40 minutes all up. We walk into the hotel, we go straight to the lobby. Like, the second we're in the lobby, we go up. Like, I didn't see nothing.
And
no clue.
We were literally leaving when Dom was arriving. And we had hired like a Ferrari. So it was in the valet waiting for us because we hired a car to drive to our ceremony because we were like, oh, we probably shouldn't get an Uber there, babe. Like, we probably shouldn't Uber to our wedding.
You've got
to
have a wedding car.
Yeah, I know. And I hadn't even really fucking thought about that. And then Guy was like, babe, like, let's hire a car for the day. And I was like, oh, okay, let's do that. So anyway, I'm literally like leaving the lobby in my white little dress. I've got a videographer following me. I've got a photographer with me.
And yeah, you've got a team. It's not, it would have been like, oh, what's happening?
And in my head, I'm like, guys, like, we're going to see Dom downstairs. So I'm just going to have to tell her. And I was saying this to everyone. I was like, guys, I'm just going to have to tell her. I can't lie. I'm in a white dress with a veil. Like, I can't hide this from her. She's going to be like, bitch, what are you doing? And I'm going to be like, yeah, nothing. Nothing. Just doing a photo shoot. Yeah.
Just like,
and Guy's like, babe, you can't tell her. I'm like, but babe, if I see Dom, I can't.
Oh, poor thing.
And I'm like, she's just going to have to find out. She's just going to have to find out. It's fine. Anyway, we go downstairs. No one is to be seen. We're literally walking and sneaking around the elevator. When the door opened, I was like, is she there?
I can't believe you had to come out of those elevators. No, did not have this. I can't believe this.
And we left. We left the W
that
at 11.
That is meant to be.
At 11:05. And you, I think you'd gotten there at like.
I remember I was upstairs in the cafe having a coffee and I remember looking at my phone and it was 11:11.
Yeah.
So we fucking.
Minutes.
I can't
like
even.
Just by minutes. Because the car guy texted me at like 11:02 and he was like, I'm downstairs. And then by the time we got downstairs, it was like 11:05. And we had to be at the venue at 11:30.
That is wild to me. That is actually, wow.
Yeah. And then we drove to the ceremony. We were just like, we were both so excited. I was just obsessed with my look. I was so happy
out
with the
of this world.
Out. So
tell us about the details, because I know everyone wants to know. And that, you know, that's why we were like, of course, the episode for this week has to be all about Ella getting hitched. Like, hello. Okay,
it's
so let's
like so
start.
Much easier if we do it on the potty.
Exactly. Okay. Let's start from you had Shannon on hair, you had Kayla on makeup. Then in your hair, let's start from the top down. The beautiful bow, the white bow that is now just iconic.
So I have to add as well, it was like a day after I decided we were going to do this that I was like, okay, I'm just going to jump online, have a look around. It was a day later that a paid advertisement came up on my Facebook of the dress that I bought.
Really?
Paid ad on Facebook.
Bloody Facebook. It knows us.
Clicked
it. It's reading our minds.
Took me to fucking Google, and the brand of the dress is called, which I'd never heard of before, and it was in UK currency, so I'm assuming it's a UK brand.
It's a UK brand, yeah. Self-portrait.
Self-portrait. Never heard it before. I'm like, wow.
You can
so
buy
cute.
Self-portrait on David Jones. I know you can buy the brand. I'm not sure that it would have the wide range, though. Your dress wouldn't be on there, but it, yeah.
Well, I had never heard of it before. I saw it and I was like, yeah, this is cute. I think it was like $300. And I was like, yeah, cute. Like, I'll just get this size. And it was a classic me. It was sitting in the box for about a week. And then I literally only picked it up the day before I got married, because I had to get it altered. I literally tried it on and it was a public holiday. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it's a bit long.
Shit.
It's a bit long. Yeah.
It's best to get things altered though, eh? Like, it's made for you. You know what I mean?
As well. So, I mean, it was the cutest. I've actually bought it with me today. The cutest little.
It is gorgeous. It's kind of like a, I don't know if you want to call it meshy, like
it's
insert on the top. It's like a heavy, thick.
Yeah. Like, and then there's like little pearl things.
Wow.
So cute. And so the bow.
The bow. That's what everyone wants to know about, the bow, veil.
Okay.
Combo.
So I was trying to remember where I got this from. Funny enough, the bow is from Temu and it was $16.
I love that so much.
$16.
$16.
And so what we did was, this is actually from ASOS.
Oh, so you added the veil material.
And we actually took apart, there was a bigger bow, and we actually took it off and we've just pinned it together.
Wow. And so, hair and makeup trial, when did you know what kind of hair, what kind of makeup? Like, when did you know you wanted to do a red lip? And also, what was the red lip you were wearing?
I just knew that I wanted to do red shoes, red lip. Oh, yeah, and the shoes, I was looking on Google. I just, you know, me, babe, I just type in red high heels. And then, you know, whatever comes up, I'll have a look. And Prada kept coming up and I'm like, oh my God, these are cute. They're perfect. Anyway, going to Prada. They're like two seasons old and they're only like a special Christmas edition red heel that they never make. They don't make them anymore. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like, why do you have this still everywhere on Google then, please? Because I've come in here with my mind set on these shoes.
Yeah.
I want these. I need these shoes.
It's like, these are the shoes I want to get married in.
I need them. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. We don't do that anymore. Anyway, so I come home and I do some research. I found them in a little store boutique in Italy. You don't want to know how much I paid for shipping. The shipping was basically the price of the shoe. But they arrived and they had my size and I was able to wear them on the day, which was incredible. But
the stars aligned.
They were literally in this random boutique in Italy. And I spoke, I got on customer service and I spoke to them and I was like, I will literally pay anything for these shoes. I can't find any other red shoe. I found a Jimmy Choo pair, but I didn't love it on. Like, I went and tried it on, but I wasn't in love. So I got the Prada red shoe. And then the red lip, I was going to do my own red lip that I love, the NARS Light My Fire. But it ended up being a bit too much of an orange compared to the shoe.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kayla Perez came with backup. I don't know. I'll ask her, and we'll make sure that we post it on the group.
It's just a pencil. Okay, so she did it as just a pencil. Yeah. I love that. You amazing.
Coloured the makeup. Lip.
See, this is the makeup artist in me that wants to know all these details. Yeah. Like, I don't know if everyone else wants to know what red it was, but I want to know
I'm sure people would love to know. And it was like a dark, deep cherry red, like the shoes.
Oh,
and
amazing.
Guy, the one thing that Guy said to me who before I started makeup, he's like, babe, please don't wear like any makeup today. And I'm like, babe, you realise I've actually flown down Kayla Perez from Sydney. Do you know who Kayla Perez is?
Yeah, babe, do you know who Kayla is?
I'm like, do you remember? Okay. Like all the times that I've had makeup done in Sydney. He's like, but babe, I just want you to look like you today. And I'm like, fine, I won't do any. I did no eyeshadow. I was like, Kayla, just put lashes on. Like just put like a little bit of individual lashes and like light skin and like a nice deep red lip.
Yeah.
Which she absolutely nailed the brief.
Oh my God. You looked stunning and you looked like yourself just more glam than usual.
I honestly, the daytime, the wedding look just, I just was obsessed with it. Like I just couldn't believe how well it, I mean, I could believe, but also couldn't believe how well it turned out. And it was just such a, I don't know what that saying is where it's like nonchalant, like, yeah, I'll get that dress. Yeah, I'll get that bow.
Yes, exactly. It was like it was all meant to be and it all just worked. And it was like so easy.
I didn't think twice about anything, literally.
Yeah. I think this would have been the most less stressed out bride ever.
Yeah.
And I said that in the worst English possible, but like you're so chilled about everything, about finding a dress. Like usually like finding a wedding dress is the single-handedly the most stressful thing in a woman's life.
Yeah.
And the little bag.
Yeah, the little bag was from another random ad that came up as a paid advertisement called, I mean, I might be saying it wrong. It's S-A-U-L-E-E. Sully?
Never heard of it. But geez, Facebook marketing is working on you, doll. It fucking got me good.
It made my outfit. Facebook ads, like that's where I got my fucking wedding outfit where I was paid advertisement on Facebook and I never use Facebook.
Well, there you go, Mark Zuckerberg. So, it's fucking working.
Yeah, it worked for me.
So cheers to you.
Cunt. Nailed it. And
wow.
Yeah, didn't have any earrings in, didn't have jewelry on, just had like my engagement and my Cartier and that was it. Like I actually forgot about earrings, but I was like, fuck it, whatever, I don't care. And
no, just keep simple as.
Yeah. And it was just, and we had some hair extensions in my hair to thicken it up.
Yeah.
Which we also had for the party, for the Gatsby party. So yeah, there was extensions like in it, but it wasn't too tight. You know, we didn't put gel in my hair. We just used a brush out dry shampoo for later because we knew that we had to redo it, you know, two hours later.
It was stunning. So you went and had the ceremony, you got married, you had a lunch with your family, and then you get back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. And get back to the hotel.
I'm like, babe, I really want to come and give you your present now before we get to the event. So
and
it's
I'm
like,
sitting there. You know, I'm sitting there texting Dom. And I'm like, fuck me. Guys, how are we going to make this look like, why is there a videography here? Like, why would I be videoing myself right now? Why would I pay?
I just thought, I was like, well, no, she's getting content made for the wedding, for the birthday. I'm like, I did not think twice about it, guys. Well, I was just glad.
I'm so
glad. It's her 30th. So I get there. I've got the presents.
I've hid the dress. I've taken the rings off. I've put the shoes away. I've hidden everything. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, I didn't notice a thing.
Yeah.
Right? I get there. You know, Shannon's doing hair. Kayla's doing makeup. Give her the present. She opens the present. Great. All right, I've got to go now. Because I just come back from getting my hair done, right? Yes. So I was like, oh, fuck, I better get myself ready now. I've got to do my makeup.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll see you there. I know you've got to leave at 5:00.
Yeah.
I've got no idea what's going on.
No idea. Absolutely. And I was like, oh, how good is that, guys? Because there was also, again, another point. when the videographer was coming and I was like, guys, she's going to find out. Like, should I just tell her right now? Because I don't know if I can not tell her now because I'm so excited. Like, I just got married. I hadn't told anyone.
I know.
Like,
that's another thing. Like, when all this came, I was like, how? Oh. Like, you were so, like, I could say, like, you looked so happy and so, like, over the moon. I'm like, she's so excited for this party. Like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Like, I don't know. I was just...
I know. And I was so excited. Like, when I got back to my... So after the ceremony, Guy dropped me off back at the hotel and then he went and picked up Yuki from daycare and took her home with my brother.
So cute.
And so I go upstairs and Kayla and Shannon have just... They just spent the day hanging out at the hotel and I get back and I'm like... I'm married. And they were the only ones that I could celebrate with. And they were like, Ella, you have to make a TikTok. You have to make a TikTok. I'm like, guys, like I wasn't even going to do that little TikTok that I did. They were like, you have to do something. And
yes,
I was like,
to like cement that moment and that feeling.
And I just didn't, I was just like running around eating Allens when I got back to, I literally had all these Allens in my room and I was just eating Allens.
I did notice the bags of Allens lollies everywhere. Yeah. I did notice that. So that's the one thing I noticed.
Because I couldn't really, I was like throughout the day, I was like, I can't eat much remembering what dress I've got to put on. So like I didn't want to eat too much at lunch because I knew that I was about to get into like a ridiculously tight custom made dress for the party.
Yes.
And so, yes, then we get ready. The videographers are coming in. They're filming us getting ready for the party. They were filming us getting ready for the ceremony and they edited that video so quick.
I don't know how they did it. Shout out to your team.
I know. Hey, Jack, shout out, man. Like,
wow.
Richie's the owner of Hey, Jack.
Mate. You absolutely fucking killed it. I don't know. He was so nice.
Like he was, if you guys ever want a fucking wedding video or a special occasion video done and it doesn't need to be a tight turnaround, like his team is incredible. I told them exactly what I wanted. I said I wanted that old school film footage. I wanted it to look like something was breaking and then it was like, oh, something's happening. Oh, no, something. Like I wanted it to be like flashback of Ella being a baby because obviously it was my 30th.
Yes. So that was believable because it was like, oh, this is just a beautiful montage of Ella growing up and, you know, before the speeches.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, was it?
I know.
It wasn't just a fucking birthday montage. It was... Bitch, they got married and everyone just lost it. And I'm sure you've all seen the video by now. And if you haven't, it's up on our socials. It's on Ella's TikTok. It's gone absolutely fucking bonkers, wild, crazy. And
we've got to. I've got to tell though. So we're at the party, and no one knows anything. Girlfriends know because they made a speech, and I had to tell them. And you guys do need to know. It was so hard keeping this from Dom. Hello, we fucking speak a gazillion times a day. We've been talking about people are asking me all the time, when's the wedding? Every time I'm with Dom.
Girl, you deserve a fucking medal. That's what you deserve, actually.
As you guys would have seen the reaction video. So that reaction video, that is the reason why I did not tell Dom because I know out of all of my friends, all of my girlfriends, Dom's reaction was going to be the biggest, the most emotional, the rawest. Like, I just knew it was going to be the most priceless, like, reaction that you just, I just needed it. I needed it. And there was a time at the party where I think someone said to you, or maybe it was me, and I was like, read the sign.
Yes. So there was this moment of read the sign. So Ella had this like welcome sign, Ella's 30th.
Yeah.
And then underneath, but in like cursive words, it had a few Italian words. Mm-hmm.
And because Guy, my partner, he is Italian. So I thought maybe we'll throw in a bit of like a little Italian touch and there's Italians coming and, you know, if they read it, they'll know what it says.
It was a very sneaky tactic and I hadn't noticed it when I walked in because like the sign wasn't like this huge sign. Yeah. It was like there and it was like, oh, Ella's 30th, beautiful, and it fit in with all of the decor and everything. And this was literally moments before the video started
very
playing
close. And that's why I told you because I was like, we're very close now. It's actually okay if she...
We were literally walking to go and watch this video. So that's why in the video I'm kind of like looking around being like, what? Sorry, what? Because I saw the word matrimonio, which is obviously matrimony, marriage, you know, sposi, you know, the couple. Yeah. And I'm just like that was literally me. My mouth was open. Yeah. I could not speak. She could not speak. I was fucking speechless. And
I think I just
fucking
walked
speechless.
Off. I think I just looked at you.
She walked off.
I looked at you. I'm like, nah, I'm going.
Ella walked off to go and stand with Guy. And I'm like, okay. And Courtney's like, come on, we've got to go up the front. Come on. And I'm like, what do you mean we've got to go up the front? And I'm just standing there and I'm like looking at you. She's looking at, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? They start playing the video. Then it all makes sense. And I'm just like, oh.
My God.
But it truly was so worth it. The best gift that I've ever been given. And I think the best gift that you ever gave yourself.
Yeah.
Was that gift of surprising all of your loved ones in the one room. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, that's what life's about. Having all of these people that you love and care about and getting them in this one room and being able to surprise everyone, like, oh my God, what a gift.
Yeah, I know. And seeing every, like, hearing in the room, everyone's like, what? Oh my God.
All, like, of the reactions just would have been insane.
It was, and we also, so I got asked if I wanted to watch the video before seeing it with everyone. So I was watching it for the first time with everyone.
Oh, good. You wanted to, yeah.
I didn't want to watch it before. He was like, come on, it's ready. I'm like, nah, I don't want to see it. Yeah. I want to watch it with everyone in the moment and experience that with everyone as well and just be like also in shock of how amazing, you know, it was going
to
look.
Yeah, and then you got, like, then we got to see your reaction as well of that
too. Because I was emotional. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was saying to Gara, I'm like, babe, this is amazing. Like, look at what they've done. This is incredible. Oh my God, it was just like the most incredible moment.
Incredible party. And then we just partied the night away. The food was amazing. The everything, like the music, everyone was just on, like, it was just on another level of cloud nine because obviously we were there to celebrate your birthday and we were all so happy for that. But then on top of that, you guys were married and this was a surprise wedding and it was just the best feeling ever. Yeah. And it was like,
it really
And I'm like still on cloud nine, honestly. Same. I just don't even know. Like, it was the best wedding ever. Like, I don't know. I will never be, no one will ever be able to top a wedding.
I've literally watched the video a gazillion times and cry every single, I got one to the dentist today. All the ladies behind are all in tears. Yep. They're literally all in tears. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and I went for a massage when I was very hungover the morning after. A car full of gay boys drive past and they're like, hello, we saw your wedding. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
like,
my God, I love that.
And then we had breakfast when we were really hungover and the owner of the cafe says, oh my God, I saw you guys on the internet yesterday. And we were like, oh my God, like, this is,
it's actually everywhere. I'm getting off a flight and people are saying, oh my God, Ella's wedding. I'm like, oh, I know.
And my friend Lily, I know. My friend Lily works at Samsung and she's like, Ella, the whole Samsung office knows about your wedding. It's actually wild. Like, I cannot believe that I pulled it off. I can't believe that we got to have such a special and intimate ceremony and we got to do it our way as well. Yeah. And, you know, leading up to even just thinking about planning a wedding, I already knew it's not something that I wanted to do because with my family, there's a lot. I've got the stepside family and they've got so many kids, and then I've got my dad's side family and there's so many kids, and then I've got, you know, Guy's family and it's a lot.
Said this on the podcast as well. You were like, I'm not going to – when it does happen, it's not going to be a traditional fucking wedding.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you stayed true to that, to your core. I mean, and you pulled it off, baby. You pulled it off with precision.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll probably do something really nice and, like, more casual with the fam because, you know, they all would love to see us, and we will eventually do that. But, you know, I just wanted it to be one big party, and – it made sense to me and to Guy, you know. I had actually, my party was at a wedding venue.
Yes.
As well.
It was meant to be.
It was all meant to be, and it all just worked out perfectly. And all you girls were my bridesmaids on the night. And, you know, I didn't really have a bouquet to throw at anyone. I just had a single stem white rose. So that was just going for me.
No, I mean, the only real traditional thing you did was a first dance, and I thought that was fucking beautiful. Like, I mean, what, you know, it's just like you're making your own traditions now. You've got with your husband, you're making, you know, you've got a little family with Yuki and the girls, the cats. Like, that's your traditions now. That is your family. And I thought it was so fucking beautiful. And I know, like, I can speak from me and my parents who were there. Like we're just so blessed that we got to be there and witness it. Like Mum, I was on the phone to her before. She's like, "Oh my God, just how beautiful was this weekend? Oh, we just can't get over it." And I'm like, I know.
I just can't get over it. And I wish that we could go back in time. But, you know, now we just have the amazing – and, like, I'm just so glad that I was able to get everything on film and, like, recorded.
Oh,
like, that's just the best part.
And there'll still be more photos and more videos to come, which I can't wait to see, like, the photos and the – oh, I just cannot wait. And obviously when Ella's, you know – wants to, she'll share it, and if she wants to with you guys as well, which I'm sure you will want to share the photos and videos. Like, I know, I don't think you're going to be like, no, it's like private.
Oh no, like there's definitely more to come. They're editing and turning it all around super quick. There's honestly so much content.
Oh, like, I can't even imagine.
There's just so much. But yeah, there's going to be more photos to come this week. But I am going to be waiting, I think, for another week or so for the party photos, like at the venue.
Yeah.
I don't actually think I got, I think I got like one or two photos where I'm actually looking at the camera.
Well, a lot of people were actually commenting on the video, of the reaction video. Wow, Dom was so in the moment. She didn't even get her phone out. Yeah. And I genuinely was so fucking in that moment where I was like, I hardly took any photos that night as well, guys, because I was just like,
my phone was behind the bar the entire night.
But like, that's the best way, like not having to be on your phone and not having to think about capturing the moment because you've got people there that are capturing it for you. Like that's the best. Like that's the greatest luxury, I personally think, when it comes to a wedding.
Yeah.
Knowing that you've got every basis covered and that you've got all those memories.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, that's what you want. You want to have all of those incredible memories.
I know.
And you're going to have that. And I think that's just the best thing ever. So, what a freaking whirlwind. What a surprise. You've pulled it off.
I know. Surprise of the fucking year.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Surprise, bitches. She's married.
I'm a wife. Holy shit. I'm a wife. I'm keeping my surname Ding. And you know what? I reckon we can make that a topic on the podcast because
we should do a whole ep on that actually.
Yeah. People are like assuming that I'm Mrs. Palermo now, but I'm actually still Ding. You know, and I am really proud of that and I love that.
Yeah, good on you. And we can discuss that at a later day. When I got married, like real, you know, legally, I didn't change my name either. So,
and
some husbands are actually even taking their wife's surname.
Yes.
So, we should do a whole episode on this.
It's
and I think we shall.
It is a very
interesting topic. But guys, well, thank you so much for coming along on this journey with us and all being surprised as I was. What a weekend.
Wow.
What a surprise. What a wedding. But make sure you follow us, guys, on Sit With Us, the pod, on Instagram so you can see all of Ella's wedding content. And if you're not following us on socials and Ella, come and follow us. Check us out on the Tickety Talk. We're on there as well.
Yes.
And we'll chat to you guys next week as Ella is a missus and I am not. Woo! Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.